But it is especially insightful for us to get a handle on how God thinks about death. So, you know, remember the story, it's two kids. The younger one says to the dad, you know, I kind of wish you were dead so that I had the money. And the dad's like, hey, here, have your inheritance. And the son gathers up all he has, and younger son does, and goes off. And he lives it up. He thinks this is life. This is freedom, to be away from dad, to be able to do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. And, you know, after the money runs out, he finds out he's actually just become a slave to his own appetites. And he's not been free at all. He hasn't really been living like he thought. He actually ended up not living at all. Well, when he comes home, remember, the father is so overjoyed, throws the robe around his shoulders, put the ring on his finger, you know, like the family credit card. You can understand the older brother's chagrin there when you hear this, and throws the big party. And the older son is not amused at all. And when the father goes out to the elder son, these are the words that I especially want to focus on. He said, it was fitting for us to celebrate and be glad. For this your brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. What's death? Death is to wander away from the home of your father. Death is losing the home he prepared for you to live in. Death is exiling yourself from his embrace and his love. Death is not non-existence. Death is existence in the far country, long way from home.